President, Mr. Ehrlichman returning your call?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, sir. John Ehrlichman.
Yeah, John. I wanted to tell you that, sorry you came in on Sunday because of that thing tomorrow, but I was going to...
No, I have issues and answers today.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I'll get up. I got a hold of Bob. I didn't realize I had a couple of appointments Monday afternoon, and so what we'll do is to put the meeting off to the same time Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Well,
if that's right.
It may not be necessary for you to be in that meeting. If you don't want to be,
I'd just soon be, because I'd like to lay the rod to them on the point of these surpluses and storages and all that sort of thing.
Right. Well, if you have no objection, we'll have them in Monday morning and go over the ground.
And then what I'd like for you to do is to go over the ground and to say, I want to meet Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I want to have... I want them to tell me what they have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I want Butts to say, all right, what are you going to do about your surpluses? I want GSA, for example, Elliot Richardson, he can say, now, damn it, there've got to be a lot of stuff.
We can broaden this, then, to include defense.
I think it should include
GSA,
defense. Yeah. It should include GSA.
All right.
It should include the stockpile fellow.
All right.
And it should obviously include Butts. Now, John, we know, and you know, and I know from what Dunlop said, that there's got to be an awful lot of surpluses around this place. I mean, not just in food, but in other areas.
That's what we can weed out Monday, then.
If you could weed it out,
sure.
But then tell them that rather than have me come in and say, do it, they are to come in and they get 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound to you?
That's better.
And rather than just running in and preaching to them.
Right.
And then at 3 o'clock, I want to go around the table and say, what are you doing? How much have you got? And we want a real thing.
Good.
Well, good luck on your issues and answers.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Sat between two of our POWs last night at the Gridiron.
Did you really?
And they are magnificent. My God.
Are they really?
Oh, what they have.
Well, of course, I met two, as you know, and it just really moves you to tears, doesn't it?
Disagreed with it, they wouldn't print it.
That's right. Use it. Use it today.
Well,
if they ask.
I don't want to give him a chance to repair it. I'd like to let it set, as a matter of fact.
I see. Yeah.
So let's let that ride for a little bit, and then we can use it against
him. You know, it's quite interesting when people wonder whether radio talks are good for them. When you have something to say.
Sure.
Did you notice how that fits?
I'm looking at all three papers here right now. I've got them all out in front of me, and it's just right up there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But
I don't know if you... Did you see the Gallup poll?
No, I didn't.
In the Post today?
No.
The most important issues facing the problems facing the nation today. High cost of living is one. Drugs is two. Crime and lawlessness is three.
Yeah. High cost of living. I noticed U.S. News had a piece on that, too, about their disgruntlement about it. But curiously enough, not blaming the federal government all that much, but blaming the spending and the rest. Some way they seem to feel it. But that's the way it goes. Well, let's keep... But on the crime thing, and if you can... Whenever you can turn and get a little stuff in on that...
I think I can ride that today.
The idea being that on all of this, that we have compassion. We want, for example, we want to improve the prisons and correctional institutions. But as you will have noted, I struck out about 200 or 300 words going on and on and on about the Jaffe office.
Yeah.
We should do the Jaffe office, but we shouldn't talk about it.
I get you.
You know, don't you agree?
Right.
What I mean is people.
Passion in here has got passion for the victims.
That's right. Incidentally, let me ask, if this isn't keeping you from your program, let me ask you one other thing. With regard to noise, it was very good to talk to him. The problem that I wondered at the end, I mean, we always, of course, at the tilt of it, I wonder if rather than us being, I mean, sure, the cold thing and all that, he senses. But, you know, it was very interesting to note, if you read through everything, he really is saying that what we call the new majority, that it is basically a bad group of people,
mm-hmm.
and that we should not appeal to those bad instincts,
That's
but appeal
right.
to the good instincts of the good people. Am I wrong on that or not?
That's the message. That's the message, that they have base instincts, and that the president, as leader of the nation, must bring them to overcome their base instincts.
Yeah, but the point is, too, that as far as the instincts are concerned, then who has the good instincts? Basically, the people who either supported McGovern or who would have if he hadn't have been so nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's right.
Or am I wrong? I don't know.
That's exactly what he's saying.
In other words, the old establishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, but he's an awful nice guy.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah, he really is. And he wants to help. And he is right, too, on the compassion thing. I don't know how you get it across.
Well, I felt...
But we have tried and tried. And, you know, I deliberately stuck a little needle in about, which is true, if they ever interviewed the personal staff here at the White House, they hated Kennedy. Johnson, they liked him because he gave him gifts, but Kennedy just treated him like scum.
Yeah.
One of the boys, we get this through other sources, they bring in a plate of food, and he just slammed the whole plate down on the floor. You know, I mean there was a terrible arrogance, you know.
Well, Noyes undoubtedly is privy to a lot of that stuff, as falls around this town get to be.
Yeah. But, you know, when they talk about the blacks, the personal relationship is terribly important, and that's something we don't get across. I don't know why, but... You know what I mean? When I say we don't, you know why. Hell, the point is the press doesn't use it.
Well, that's the
point. What you brought out with regard. I'd forgotten. You know, John, it wasn't just New Orleans, but I had at least 8 meetings in the Oval Office.
That's right.
And I stood there, and I talked to them, and I worked with them.
Yep.
Well,
it was very interesting. Now, last night, Walter Washington and Vernon Jordan made a big show of coming over and talking with me at the behind the head table.
Good.
Up there in front of the whole, you know, the whole
good.
Press establishment.
That's good.
But I just, that isn't given credence.
No.
And it was almost to the exclusion of Hubert Humphrey and the others who were up there.
Yeah.
That's a signal, but it's a signal they don't like and they won't pick up.
Yeah.
So,
well, how we get through? Well, good luck on your program.
Okay.
But you can see what I mean on the food thing. We have got, we are probably doing everything we can, but we're saying the wrong things. Yeah. We got to get butts. That's one of the things I've got to. I've got to get butts off of this Grin and Barrett line too. You know, with regard to the consumer.
He's right about the things he's saying factually, but
he's totally right.
It comes
totally right
as sort of an avaricious special interest kind
right.
of an orientation.
Well, it comes through as far as the consumer is concerned.
Yeah.
Is Grin and Barrett.
Yeah.
And you can't say that. You've got to say, look. It's too damn high.
Yep.
The hamburger's dry, and we're doing something about it.
Right.
And the president's kicking the ass around. In other words, put me in the position, frankly, kicking the farmer a little.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Okay, I'll do that.
And kicking the bureaucracy.